I believe that what we're trying to convey today is a story about love and war and, most importantly, correspondence. I was drafted into the Army. Actually, it was a bit frightening. I had mixed emotions about the whole experience.
I'm sure you did, because it was a time of amazing turmoil for the country. What were your mixed emotions?
Well, I wasn't sure if our involvement in the war was right. And a lot of people and a lot of my friends were against the war and found out ways to avoid serving, which wasn't that hard if you were white, educated. I do want to say that not only did I understand that I was legally obligated to go into the Army, but I felt that I had a moral obligation to support my country. And quite honestly, I thought if I did figure out a way out, somebody else would have gone in my place, and I wasn't feeling very good about that. So that kind of brings us up to October of 69, and I arrived in Vietnam on October 1st. And I was assigned to the 2nd Battalion of the 327th Infantry of the 101st Airborne Division. And I remember on guard duty, we were able to get a radio, and we listened to the second game of the World Series between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Mets. And I didn't look it up. I don't know who won. I'm pretty sure the Mets lost the first game, but ultimately they did win that series. There was a lieutenant with me in the bunker that night. We were listening to the game. And about 6 weeks after that night, he was killed in action. And I remember being profoundly sad about that.
Was he the first one that you knew when you got over there that was killed?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure so. During the night, we set up ambushes around villages where we were. And the reason we set up ambushes is because the Viet Cong wanted to go into those villages at night for a variety of reasons. They could get food. They could get sex. They could keep their political point of view growing. Sometimes they would go in and actually assassinate a village chief if he wasn't in alignment with their political views. So our ambushes were very important. So in late December through early February, the action where I was seemed to pick up a lot. And around New Year's, we were up on a railroad track, and this wasn't a Viet Cong. This was an NVA soldier, and he had some kind of rank. He was not a small guy in their organization, and he walked into an ambush that I was in charge of, and we captured weapons and also, importantly, documents from him. And for that action, I received the Bronze Star for valor. And what was really cool about that for me is my Uncle Eddie was in World War II, and he was my mother's little brother, her baby brother. And he was in the tanks, and he was in D-Day, and he was in all that stuff. He went all the way to Berlin, and he got the Bronze Star too. And she always used to talk about it. So I thought that would make her happy. But after that, our writing really picked up. I mean, there's sometimes when I'd find out I'd get three letters from you at a time. I think we started to write almost daily.
Yep.
And you could kind of tell that we were developing, I call it a courtship by mail, and mm-hmm. we were kind of developing a high level of affection for each other through the letters. And I don't know, what was going through your mind with that?
Well, you know, we started using more affectionate terms with each other, so I was kind of liking that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You had a crush on me.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wasn't that little.
You were not the little girl anymore.
I wasn't that little girl anymore.
That's for sure.
And I even had, I don't think you know this, I even had a countdown calendar on my wall.
No, I don't know that. This is the first time I've heard that. But I think the Army really helped me. You know, at the time the draft notice came, I didn't have a great job. I hadn't finished college. I was living at home. I was dating a girl that I had no future with. And I think the Army was really good for me. And with you, I finished college. I got an MBA. We have two wonderful sons. And we have three beautiful grandchildren. And that really all happened because you wrote me that letter.
Yep.